Eyes on the Game hits the air with the biggest guests, MMA and boxing news, interviews from the red carpet, and exclusive stories from the hottest insider in sports, Vegas-born Helen Yee. Follow her on social media at Helen Yee Sports. This is Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
Hey everyone, I'm Ari Platinum, filling in for Helen Yee. She is out at the beautiful Las Vegas ballpark. Tonight is the first official home game of the Aviators 2019 season. Las Vegas won four of their first five games on the road against the El Paso Chihuahuas, and tonight they are taking on the Sacramento River Cats. Again, Helen out there, I'm sure she'll have plenty of good stories, pictures, maybe some interviews even. I am jealous as I'm stuck here in the studio, but that's all right. I'm here. And also, you can catch the game tonight. If you can't make it out there, it is a sold-out game. First pitch is 7:05 p.m., but you can catch all the action right here on Sports 920 The Game. Starting at 7:05, join us at 6:50 p.m. with Russ Langer and the pregame show. In the meantime, we have some interviews from Helen. She sat down with boxing's Telly Swift, talking about Deontay Wilder, how he'll knock out Dominic Brazil in devastating fashion. And about the fashion line, let's go to that right now.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game. I am here at LA Fashion Week, being joined by the always beautiful Miss Telly Swift. Now, I have to say, you rock the runway tonight for Dust of Gods. Can you kind of tell all the fans out there a bit about it?
So, the Dust of Gods collection we came out with, Imperium, it's all about women empowerment. Imperium means power in Latin. And, you know, we did everything together, so I'm so proud of everything we've accomplished. We did it in such a short time. All this stress, the sweat, the tears, it was all worth it.
She came out to the studio. We put all of this together in a couple of days. So she came out to Toronto. We spent 2 days together, and the whole collection was born.
Yeah. So how long did it take, you know, to kind of get everything to what you really wanted?
This is actually a recycled American army interior of a jacket that was turned into a Chanel piece. So it says this is not Chanel, and it's one of the kind with all the details that are unique to the specific piece that she's wearing. So it's really about attitude, and it's perfect fit for who she is.
Shows, like what's in the cards for you guys?
Hopefully it goes up from here. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from it, so I'm very happy and I'm very proud of what we put together. So I'm so excited for what's to come next for it. Dust of Gods.
Now, your man Deontay, he was sitting down. I was surprised you didn't have him kind of work the runway as well with you, huh?
I wanted to let him see me shine. I usually watch him, so now I wanted him to watch me.
Sure, he's very proud of you. I love the teamwork that you guys do together. So
we support each other, and that's all you can ask for in a relationship.
And is there anything else you want to tell your fans about this line, where they can get more info and everything?
You can see the collection launch on my page, www.tellyswift.com, as well as Dust of Gods. Yeah. Well,
all of the pieces we show is going to be at her webpage, available to the people that want them. Yeah.
So make sure you guys stay tuned and follow us. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, and then last question too, because I did speak to Deontay. What do you think about his upcoming fight May 18th against Dominic?
I mean, I think it's going to be one hell of a fight. I think Deontay is going to do what he came to do and do what he knows how to do best. Knock him out in devastating fashion.
Helen, Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here in Coconut Creek, Florida at American Top Team, being joined by Colby Covington. Is it still safe to say the champ, Colby Covington, with your belt?
Of course it's safe to say. You know, you can call me the people's champ, you can call me America's champ, you can call me Donald Trump's favorite fighter, but I am the real champion of this welterweight division.
Yeah, well, speaking of champions, Dana White did say that you are next in line for Usman. How do you feel about that?
Kamaru Usman is next in line for me. He won his number one contendership fight against Tyquil Woodley, so now he's going to get his ass beat, and he's going to get sent to the bottom of the line like the rest of them.
Now, when do you foresee that fight happening?
I was begging Dana White, let's get this going as soon as possible. You know, the sooner the better. But, you know, Snoozman's out there faking injuries. You know, he's saying, you know, he's got all these different injury excuses. Oh, my hand, my knee, my hernia. You know, he's just trying to delay the inevitable. It's that I'm going to take everything he worked for, and he's going to be, you know, forgotten.
And when you guys do fight, how do you see the matchup going and the fight playing out?
I don't think it's going to be a competitive fight. You know, he's got nothing that I haven't seen before. He's been doing everything after I've already done it. You know, he beat Tyron Woodley. I beat his ass for years in this gym. And that octagon right there, I've left Tyron Woodley unconscious, you know. And, you know, RDA, Damian Maia, two guys that I took their souls, and he beat him after me. So, you know, I'm going to take Kamaru Usman's soul, and he's never going to fight again after I fight him.
When you do fight him, and if you do beat him, do you think that beef will finally be done, or will there always kind of be ongoing stuff between you two?
Oh, no, that's a real beef. You know, this isn't manufactured beef, so we're always going to have an issue. You know, this is my state. He's living in my state. You know, I'm in Florida. You know, I run this state. No one runs a state like me. I'm 305's finest. So, you know, if I see him out in the streets, you know, I can't promise that I'm not going to swing on him after he tried to attempt what he did in the Palms Buffet line against me. So, you know, there's always going to be a beef there. And, you know, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money.
Now, can you clear the air on what really happened that day?
Yeah, you know, I was just sitting in the Palms Buffet lane trying to get my crab legs. Like, can the man get some
king crab legs?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Can the man get some king crab legs? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Abdellah Sleaze comes from the side and tries to take a punch on me. But, you know, I am the reflection of perfection. And, you know, I got reflexes like a cat. So, you know, he couldn't hit me. You know, I got the reflexes like a cat. And I got out of the way. And then Usman was jumping over the barrier looking very healthy on that day. So, you know, all these fake injuries he's making up, obviously, is fake news. He's a liberal soy boy. So, you know, that's what happened, you know. And then he tried to push me, and then, you know, he's putting innocent people's lives in danger, kids, pregnant ladies. You know, he was claiming the night before he was trying to give this good guy speech about kids and he wants to make the world a better place, and then he's acting like a street thug the next day. So, you know, he's a hypocrite, he's two-faced, and I can't wait to leave his face unconscious in that octagon.
And what about you approaching Dana White that day as well? Or was it that same day or the day before?
Oh, that was the night before, you know. I told the people, man, I'm the people's champion, and I'm a man of my word, man. I got to keep everything I say to the people, you know, I got to keep it real. So I told everybody I was going to get my meeting with Dana, and I was staying at the Palms. I noticed he was in the high limit room. I got my meeting with Dana. I went to him. I confronted him. He understood and respected what I do. We got our talk, and here we are today. Now I get to unify this belt and send this little soy boy Snoozman to the back of the line.
What do you think about the new belts?
I think they're garbage, man. They look like Power Rangers. I told Dana I'm keeping this belt. I don't want the new belt. I'm keeping this belt. This is always going to be the real belt.
Or would he make another one of those belts for you?
He'll do whatever, you know, anything for me. He knows I'm his favorite fighter now, and he knows I'm the biggest draw in the UFC now. So whatever I say goes, you know. They know that they can't tell me what to do. They try and boss me around. They know that doesn't work good, so I call the shots now.
But what about Ben Askren? He's been making a lot of noise.
Oh, Ben Askren, the guy that hasn't even got a top 10 win yet, hasn't even got one UFC win. This is the same guy that got dropped on his head by Robbie Lawler and was going to get his head knocked into the front row if it wasn't for Herb Dean saving his life. So if the guy wins a couple fights and gets to the top of the mountain, sure, it's an easy fight. You're a 36-year-old virgin. You're a little science school teacher nerd. So, you know, go get some wins and then come holler at me, Junior.
And then what about Ali saying that he wants Masvidal to fight Usman next for the title?
I mean, it's fake news narrative that Ali's always given out. You know, he was begging for Ben Askren after Usman won, and then he was begging for Darren Till before the fight happened. And then George wins the fight, and he's begging for George. Three, you know, you're 1-3. You got to. He bounced back. Good for him. But everybody knows I'm next in line. I'm most deserving.
And would you like to invite President Trump to that fight, front row maybe?
Yeah, you know, I talked with President Trump in the Oval Office. I said I want him front row at my next fight, but, you know, it's too big of a security concern. You know, there's too many people in the world that want him dead. So, you know, it would be too much of a liability for him to come to the fight. But his son, Donald Trump Jr., will be at my next fight. I've had communication with him, and we'll have the Trump family there in support. And I know Donald Trump will be watching me from his laptop when I knock out Snoozman cold.
And ideally, where would you like that fight to happen?
Ideally, you know, Vegas is the fight capital of the world, so let's go back to Vegas. Let me make Vegas great again. That sounds like a great place for me, July 6th, International Fight Week.
And what do you have to say to all your fans?
To all my haters, all my lovers, you know, just stay tuned, man. I got so much more for you guys to enjoy and be emotionally invested in, but let's just be honest, you know, you can hop on or hop off, but join the Colby train now.
Oh, boy. That was interesting. That was Helen Yee with Telly Swift in the beginning at the Style of the Runway show, followed up with Helen and Colby Covington, as you heard. She had a lot to say about Usman and some other things. I'm pretty sure he said he'd take his soul. That should be interesting. I kind of want this guy to get knocked out, to be honest, because he's really, really talkative, but I'm guessing he will back it up in the ring. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Helen sits down with Dustin Poirier. And Junior Dos Santos, and a few more. We'll be right back. This is Eyes on the Game.
No one ever says you're a bad person if you have cancer, and no one says it's your fault for having autism. You're never to blame if you have Alzheimer's. So why should having an opioid addiction be any different? When we shame the sick, it keeps those with the illness from seeking treatment. Addiction is a disease, and it's up to us to stop the stigma. Visit healthiernv.org to learn more.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in the hole!
Prim Valley Golf Club seemingly rises out of nowhere at the Nevada-California state line as a golfing oasis for those seeking to quench their thirst for equal parts beauty, challenge, and value. Designer Tom Fazio went the extra mile with two modern masterpieces, the Desert and the Lakes courses at Prim Valley. It's also home to incredible practice facilities. Visit primvalleygolf.com to book a tee time. Every paid green fee will be entered to win a set of three Callaway Mac Daddy wedges. Details at Pro Shop.
License number NSCB 79415.
Have you ever heard of a tankless water heater? Yep, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a water heater without a tank. You say, well, how does that work? I say, I'm glad you asked. I'm Ken Goodrich. A tankless water heater is the only way to get infinite, endless hot water. Basically, it's hot water on demand. Imagine the sixth or seventh or tenth person to take a shower in the morning getting all the hot water they want, no matter how much they want. A tankless water heater is like having a goose that lays golden eggs. You'll be hot water rich for the rest of your life. And that space that used to house your inefficient Energy Hog antique water heater will become a brand new storage closet in your 21st century state-of-the-art high-tech house. And tankless water heaters come with longer warranties than standard water heaters because, well, they're just better.
Tankless water heaters installed by the Sunny Plumber. Go right now to thesunnyplumber.com.
Have you been in a car accident while working? Did you know you might have two cases? I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. When you're in a car accident on the job, you can make a claim against the other driver, and you can also make a claim for workers' compensation. And work comp can provide a lifetime of free medical treatment. At Battleborn, we'll handle both cases. And if we do, we'll handle your work comp case for free. If you've been hurt on the job, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers today at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer InQuicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominicans, Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
On Sports 920, The Game.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee. I am Ari Platinum, filling in for Helen. She is at the Las Vegas ballpark covering opening night tonight for the red hot Las Vegas Aviators, who are now 4-1. They took four games of their road trip at the El Paso Chihuahuas off to a great start. I'm really excited for opening night. I wish I could be there. We're in studio working hard here. If you can't get there tonight, as I said earlier, game time 7:05 p.m. You can catch that right here on Sports 920 The Game. Also coming up this week tomorrow, Vegas Golden Knights in San Jose for game one of round one of the playoffs. Hopefully a long series. Hopefully that'll go our way. We'll see how that works out. That is 7:30 p.m. and you can catch that on our sister station, Fox Sports 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, or live stream lvsportsnetwork.com. That's a 7 p.m. pregame show followed by Puck Drop at 7:30. As I said in the break, Helen sat down with Dustin Poirier. They're talking Max Holloway, and after that, we'll hear from her. Helen, again, she sat down with former UFC heavyweight champ Junior Dos Santos. Here is Dustin Poirier and Helen Yee.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at American Top Team, being joined by Dustin Poirier. Now, you are fighting for the interim lightweight title against Max Holloway at UFC 236. I know it's kind of been a whirlwind of emotions. How do you feel?
I feel good. I'm excited about the opportunity. Training camp's going well. I've been here going on, it's going to be 13 weeks by the time fight week gets here, so everything's right on track.
Now, I do know that right before you were offered that fight, were you kind of having some doubts, though?
I just didn't know what was going to happen next. Just uncertainty. And I felt like the division was at a standstill at the top, and I just wanted a big fight.
So how relieved were you? Like, what was your initial reaction when you got that call?
I was excited. I mean, I knew I was going to eventually make it to that point. I just didn't know it was going to come out of the blue like it did.
Yeah, very well deserved as well. And it is a rematch against Max Holloway. You guys fought many years ago when he made his UFC debut. Obviously, a lot has happened since then. But how do you feel about that, this rematch?
You know, it's a completely different fight. Nothing about the fight is the same.
Yeah.
He's been looking great. He's looking like he's hitting his stride right now. Really, everything's coming together for him. He's a very well-rounded fighter at this point of his career, very confident and very experienced. So it's going to be a very high-level fight.
But what advantages do you think that you possess over him?
Experience, power. You know, you have to watch and see.
Yeah. Any surprises that you've been working on?
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you. No, not really. Just working on everything. Working on my jiu-jitsu, focusing on my wrestling, my boxing. Obviously, Max has really, he's always had good kickboxing, but he's looked like he's really been focused on his boxing and his timing, his awareness inside the pocket, his range. He's really, you know, impressed me his last few fights.
Yeah. Now, what about him kind of moving back up to 155?
I don't think he's fought 155 since he was,
a long time ago.
Yeah, outside of the UFC. So he's not a small guy. He's a big guy. He's taller than me. He's, I think he was having a lot of trouble getting down to 45. We might see the best Max we've ever seen. He might be the most comfortable he's ever been. I know he beats his body up to get down to 145.
Mm-hmm. And winning the title, though, it is, you know, the interim title. Does that still have that same feeling, though?
Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there after this fight. I don't want to look too far into unifying the belts or what's next after this fight, because all I'm really focused on is 25 minutes with one of the best in the world. And But when I bring this belt home, you know, when I get back to Louisiana April 14th, this is going to be the real belt to me. You know, I owe it to myself and to my family, and I'm bringing this is gold I'm bringing home.
And what would it mean for you to bring home this belt?
It would mean everything to me. It would prove my wife right from all these years of telling me that I was going to do it. It would show me that all these years weren't done in vain. All this work and sacrifices over the last 12 years weren't done in vain. And, you know, it's just what I've been working for a long time. The reason I started fighting was to be the best in the world. And that's a huge leap towards that goal.
And fighting for the belt, has that made training camp feel any different?
It's just put a different vibe into this camp. I'm always excited to fight. I'm always excited more so about the matchups I get. I want to have exciting fights and fights that I wake up every morning just pumped up to go train for. And this is one of them. But on top of that, it's for a world title. And vibes are good. Energy's good. My focus and motivation is good. My family is good. This couldn't come at a more perfect time in my life.
And ideally, how do you see this fight playing out?
I think I finished Max Holloway again. 7 years later, I do it again. I don't know if it's going to be submission or knockout or what's going to happen. But I'm going to get gold, you know, one way or another.
Yes. And also, though, in the beginning, you did kind of mention the state of the lightweight division. So what are your thoughts kind of on Khabib and also Conor and their suspensions?
Like I said, I don't even look that far ahead. I'm focused on April 13th right now. And then we'll see what's next after that. I just know, as of right now, I'm not being punished for their actions. And before, I felt like I was being punished for their actions. So it is, you know, in the words of Max Holloway, it is what it is. And the division moves forward.
What are your thoughts on Tony Ferguson?
I hope he's okay. I hope his family's good. You know, I have a kid and a wife, as does Tony. I hope everybody's safe. I hope he gets the help he needs. He's a great fighter. And if he can, you know, he can overcome this and get back to the octagon, and that'd be great for the fans and for his family. And I just really wish him the best.
And what do you want to say to all your fans who will be tuning in to watch you fight for the title on April 17th?
It's been a long road. I appreciate all the support through the ups, the downs. But we made it. We're going to make it happen April 13th.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at American Top Team in Coconut Creek, Florida, being joined by the former UFC heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos, coming off fresh off your win over Derek Lewis. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, former and future. Forgot that part.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted you to finish my sentence, what you did.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm feeling great, actually, you know, full of energy, you know, good energy, because we did a great fight against Derek Lewis. Now I'm looking forward to the future.
Yes, and well, speaking of that fight, though, I have to say afterwards, you did wish your son a happy birthday, right?
Yes, yeah. I did. That was his day, not my day. So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to sing him happy birthday.
And make him proud. So did you guys celebrate afterwards?
Of course, we did. The next weekend, we did a little party for him. We invite some friends and family, and that was great.
Did he appreciate your singing?
I believe so. He's 2 years old, so he doesn't really understand that, yeah. You know, but I'm sure that he will enjoy it.
Yes, and as he grows up and, you know, rewatches that as well. But like I just mentioned, fresh off that big win over Derek Lewis, currently riding a 3-fight win streak. Who do you want next?
I don't pick opponents, you know. What I want is to keep myself active, you know, in the organization, you know, fighting as much as I can during this year. But, of course, we are expecting a little girl now, you know, her due date is May 15th or something like that, you know. She's going to be arriving for us. So right now, all my focus is on that, on her, you know. So I'm preparing everything to receive her. And after that, I'll be ready to get prepared for the next fight. Maybe I'm thinking about the end of July or maybe the end of August.
Maybe in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it can be Las Vegas is always good.
Well, congratulations. Do you have a name picked out for her?
Oh, Maria. Yeah, Maria, yeah. It's the name of my mother. So we did something for my mother, and she's going to have the name of Maria.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. But like I just mentioned, well, you just mentioned former and future champion, but you don't pick opponents. I mean, but is there someone in mind that can get you closer to that, you know, shot where you want to be at?
The champion, Daniel Cormier.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that would be great, you know, to fight him. I told that before, and I'll say it again, you know. I think it's a great fight, you know. Everybody would enjoy that fight, and I would enjoy it a lot, you know. I admire him, you know, as a fighter. He's been doing some great things, you know. So he achieved some great things. So for me, it would be great to fight him, you know, and especially beating him.
But how do you think you guys match up stylistically?
Yeah, he's a tough fight for anybody, you know. His wrestling skills are amazing. But man, fights fight, you know, you never know. So I'm feeling very good. I'm living a great moment, and I think all this positivity will turn in a good win against him.
Yeah, and I'm feeling the positive energy as well. But also, though, what did you make of his fight against Stipe?
He did great, you know. Stipe is also a great fighter. But it's the heavyweight division, you know. Once you connect the punch, the fight is over. So that was what happened in that fight. And, you know, I felt, you know, sorry for Miocic, because I knew he has much more to show us. But, you know, like I said, fight's fight. You never know what's going to happen. And that day was the day of Daniel Cormier.
Do you think he deserved a rematch?
I think so, yeah. That would be very fair to give him a rematch.
Who do you think would win if they have a rematch?
Oh, I like a lot, you know, Miocic styles. It's kind of the same as me, you know. He likes a lot to stand up and bang. So I really believe that in the rematch, Miocic is gonna do much better than he did the first fight and win the fight.
But what do you think about Daniel Cormier wanting Brock Lesnar, though?
Yeah, it's a different strategy. I don't think that's fair. That it doesn't make any sense, you know, for Brock Lesnar to come and fight for the title again. And but they say that he's a money fight. So Daniel Cormier wants to make money. And who doesn't? Well, everybody wants to make money. But yeah, let's see. That's going to be interesting. I'm going to be watching for sure, you know, the fight. And That wouldn't be the right fight to do right now, you know, and I don't think it makes sense. But, you know, whatever. Let's see.
Yeah, and a lot going on in the heavyweight division, and the recent return of someone you're very familiar with, Cain Velasquez. What'd you think about his fight against Francis?
Yeah, that was a hard surprise for him, right? Actually, I'm sad for him too, you know, because you know, I was very curious to see how would be his performance right now, you know. And I was, you know, right in front of the TV watching their fight, but it was 26 seconds, you know, too fast. So he couldn't show anything, you know. I don't think I was expecting to see more of him, and I couldn't. But yeah, once again, Francis Ngannou showed the world, you know, how powerful he is.
Now, afterwards, Cain did mention his knee. Do you think it was more of his knee or more Francis connecting?
No way. I don't know. You know, that was sounding like an excuse. I'm sorry, Cain Velasquez, but that was sounding like an excuse, you know, for the loss, you know, because everybody saw that the punch connected, and then he fell off on top of the knee, you know. Maybe he felt the knee after the punch and not before the punch, you know. But yeah, fight's fight. Nobody wants to lose, and the moment when you lose, that's the worst moment in the world, you know, the worst moment on your life. So I understand him.
Now, what do you credit for the great run that you've been having so far?
I think, you know, I'm just a positive guy, you know. I'm having good times with my family. I'm a, you know, I'm enjoying life, you know, with my family, with my son now, and now my Maria, my daughter is coming. So, man, yeah, it's life is wonderful, you know, and everything what I do is try to do my best all the time, you know, and it's I'm sure if I do my best and if I have a good strategy, it doesn't need to be the right strategy. If I have a good strategy, you know, and I do my best, I can beat all of them and be the champion again.
Yes, and no doubt you are one of the greatest heavyweights ever. You are a veteran of the sport, fought and beaten many greats and legends. What do you credit to your longevity?
Well, I take care of myself, you know. Like I said, you know, I'm a happy guy. People can, even people who works on the backstage of the UFC can tell you that. You know, but I'm you know, always positive. I try to stick with the positive side of the things, you know. So I think it makes a big difference in my career, in my life. And man, I'm just 35 years old. I still have a long time to go. And I'm feeling great, you know. I'm feeling in a great shape, in a great moment of my life. And no doubt, so I'll do very well.
And would you say that the best Junior Dos Santos is yet to come?
I believe so, yeah, I believe so. The way I'm feeling, the way, you know, I'm more experienced now, you know, I'm stronger. You know, maybe I'm not that young boy anymore, but there's so other many qualities for me right now, you know. So, and I can understand myself better now. I can get myself prepared for a fight better now. So no doubts, a better junior, better version of Junior Dos Santos is coming.
The 2.0, right?
Yeah, 2.0. Yeah, that's it.
Yes. And lastly, any words for all your fans?
Oh, I just want to thank all of you guys for supporting me all the time. You guys are always there, doesn't matter what happened, and it make me feel so good, so proud of my career, so it gives me a lot of energy, a lot of motivation to keep going and proving that you guys are not wrong to be rooting for me.
And is there anything you want to sing for them?
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome. High five.
Thank you.
Well, once again, congratulations. Big win. Bright future, former and future champion. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
That was Helen Yu, starting with Dustin Poirier, and that was just now Helen Yu with heavyweight, former heavyweight champ, Junior Dos Santos, calling out DC, speaking on Velasquez, Brock Lesnar, and his daughter on the way. We will take another break. When we come back, we'll hear from Lomachenko and his plans for the future and a few others with Helen Yu. We'll be right back. I'm Ari Platinum. This is Eyes on the Game on Sports 920 The Game.
I have visual confirmation. Target is locked. Las Vegas ballpark.
The first pitch of the 2019 Las Vegas Aviators baseball season is Tuesday, April 9th, but opening night is sold out. You can still catch an Aviators baseball game during this inaugural homestand each night through Monday, April 15th. Enjoy the opening of Las Vegas ballpark with new and exciting food options, logoed item giveaways, and the largest scoreboard in Vegas. For information or to order tickets, visit aviatorslv.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, one of the coolest things you do is establish credit lines for customers in advance. So how's that work?
Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers just love it. I'm not sure of any other company that offers this.
Okay, but how long does it take and how much does it cost?
We don't charge anything, and it normally only takes around 30 minutes. People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you get into a jam. We'll process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan in the future.
Who wouldn't want to take advantage of that? Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
You know those smoking vehicles you see on the road? The toxins they emit soak into our soil and water and then get absorbed by plants and animals. So keep Nevada's air healthy. Report smoking vehicles at smogspotter.com.
License number NSCP 79415.
Have you ever heard of a tankless water heater? Yep, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a water heater without a tank. You say, well, how does that work? I say, I'm glad you asked. I'm Ken Goodrich. A tankless water heater is the only way to get infinite, endless hot water. Basically, it's hot water on demand. Imagine the sixth or seventh or tenth person to take a shower in the morning getting all the hot water they want, no matter how much they want. A tankless water heater is like having a goose that lays golden eggs. You'll be hot water rich for the rest of your life. And that space that used to house your inefficient, energy hog, antique water heater will become a brand new storage closet in your 21st century, state-of-the-art, high-tech house. And tankless water heaters come with longer warranties than standard water heaters because, well, they're just better.
Tankless water heaters installed by the Sunny Plumber. Go right now to thesunnyplumber.com.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas. 920 on your AM dial. Taking you where the action is. Putting you in the front row at the stadium.
Here's Helen Yee with Eyes on the Game.
Eyes on the Game.
On Sports 920 The Game.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee. I'm Ari Platinum, getting my Helen Yee on while she is at the Las Vegas ballpark covering tonight's opening home game. First pitch at 7:05. You can join Russ Langer right here for the pregame starting at 6:50 p.m. Excuse me, or live stream lvsportsnetwork.com because the tickets are sold out for that one tonight. They do have tickets on sale for the other games. In the meantime, Helen has sat down with boxing legend Vasily Lomachenko about who he will fight next, Gervonta Davis and TJ Dillashaw, and some more things. And right after that, we'll play Helen's interview with Santiago Ponzinibbio. Wow, that is not easy. Here is Helen.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Fortune Gym, being joined by the one and only Mr. Vasily Lomachenko. Now, you are fighting Anthony Crawla on April 12th. At the Staples Center. How does your shoulder feel? I know after your fight against Pedraza, you were kind of, you know, talking about it because you heard it from the Linares fight. So how has that been feeling?
Now I'm healthy 100% and thank you, thank you.
Any changes in this camp, you know, going into a fight with Crawla?
No, I have a very interesting schedule and I train like always. So we're training hard.
Now, what do you think of him as an opponent? I know he is your mandatory, but I mean, what? How do you think you guys match up stylistically?
Что ты думаешь о нем? Я знаю, что он у тебя обязательно, и как вы подходите друг другу во все раунды?
He's a mandatory, so I always prepare very serious, and you know, it will be very interesting fight.
Now, I do know that it was supposed to be you and Richard, and there was something supposed to be scheduled there. So after this fight, do you foresee that fight happening?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I want unified title, and I want next my fight, I want fight with Comey.
Now, if you do successfully unify your titles, what is next for you? Because I think you mentioned something on your Instagram Live, right?
Что я буду, если...
Like, on your Instagram Live, like you were talking about what would be next.
It's too early to talk because it's not too close.
So what about something with Gervonta? I do know when I interviewed Gervonta, you know, he's interested in a fight with you. So is that something that would interest you and to move down to super featherweight?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, if he will be ready fight with me, I am ready every time.
And what did you think of his fight against Hugo Ruiz?
Against who?
Hugo.
No, it was like sparring session. It was not interesting.
And then also Mikey Garcia, he's fighting Errol Spence this weekend. How do you see that fight going?
It will be very interesting fight. It will be very good fight for fans. Yeah. And I think all people enjoyed this fight.
Is that someone that you would like to fight in the near future?
With Mikey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Teofimo, he's also been talking about you. What do you think of Teofimo Lopez?
I never think about Teofimo Lopez.
And then lastly, I do know that you and TJ Dillashaw, you guys are friends, the UFC bantamweight champion. Did you work with him ahead of his fight against Henry Cejudo?
No, I had just one sparring session with him.
Yeah.
We spar a couple rounds. That's it.
Yeah. Did you watch his fight?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
You know, it's a sport. You know, it's застрахован, как будет?
Insured.
Nobody insured on the result.
Do you think he can win in a rematch?
Of course. Of course.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at American Top Team in Coconut Creek, Florida, being joined by Mr. Santiago now. You are on a great run, 7-fight win streak, coming off a win over Neil Magny. How's it been going?
Hey, hello. How are you? Everything is good. I come in well, you know, St. Victor's role. I waiting for exciting fight, you know. I waiting for my top five. For I be here, I go to the title, 2019, I fight for the title shot.
Now you say you're waiting for an exciting fight. Who do you think is exciting for you?
I think, this division is really exciting, you know. A lot of guys coming, it's crazy moves. Welterweight is exciting division. I think right now, the most guys fight recently, but you know, Tyron Woodley, I think, is a really good match. You know, Tyron Woodley, I think, is a good fight. I'm waiting. RDA is another good fight, but he announced with Kevin Lee. I don't understand that, but it's okay. I take my next opportunity. You know, I think Tyron Woodley is a good fight.
Now, have you addressed this to the UFC? You know, have you spoken to them about when you can get your next fight?
Yeah, I say, you know, I talk with UFC. I'm ready for end of April, May, for I come in the recovery my knee. I'm waiting for a good opportunity in this time, you know.
Now, how do you think that you and Woodley match up stylistically?
I think this is a really exciting fight, you know. Him's a lot of power, but me too.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is exciting fight for welterweight. I think I deserve this opportunity, you know, for I come in 7 victories in a row. I beat my last three guys, the ranking guy, too many events. I finished my too many events with in front of the ranking guy for coup, you know. I knock out my opponents. I have 15 fights for the company, 13 victories. I think it's staying a good moment in my career. I deserve a good fight for go to the title.
Now, what do you think of Woodley's fight against Usman? Were you surprised that Usman beat him? Or?
This high level, you know.
Yeah.
In high level, sometimes one punch make a difference, you know. Kamaru is... Looks great this night, and it's not a night the Tyron, but him is the best welterweight. I think, you know, he's a really, really tough guy. For this reason, I think it's a really good match for me, for test myself, you know, for the him is the best welterweight. You know, you beat him. I prove to the world. I stay for the best in the world. But you know, I'm not surprised. For this is high level. You know, when you stay high level,
anything can happen, right?
Can happen for sure. You know, I think Tyrone started the fight, but the second round when Kamaru connect the elbow, putting him in the floor, start to control. He feel tired, and after that he controlled the fight. Kamaru, maybe it's one punch make the difference. You know, high level is crazy. I'm not surprised. I know the Kamaru is a tough guy. You know, he do a great job. This happened.
Yeah, and what about Stephen Thompson? He is fighting Anthony Pettis, but I heard that he was interested in a fight with you. Can you kind of clarify some of those rumors? Is that true or false?
No, it's true. I say yes, but I say for April, May. For I'm still ready for March, for my knee, I know. Yeah. And I say yes, April, May. No, I need to fight right now. Say, man, I fight with you, no have problem. I have any 100% fight for anybody, you know. I finish him. I know I finish him. No, but he need fight in March. Okay, man. I say he waiting for April, May. I fight with him, no problem. This is the real deal, you know, the way it happens.
Now, do you think he'll beat Anthony Pettis?
Yes. I think he beat Anthony Pettis for sure.
And then also, like we just discussed, the welterweight division, a lot going on, and Kevin Lee just moved up. He is fighting RDA. What do you think of him moving up?
Good for him, you know, a little bit crazy. He moved, and he go for the fight for the number four. You know, I think I deserve more this fight. You know, I do more job for this division, you know, for the welterweights. And always the guy when up the division, take the guy who stay in the ranking, you know, after the one guy in the ranking, you know, he up and take the number four in the world, you know. This is, I don't know, you know, it's crazy, you know, but I think I deserve more this fight, but, you know, this not make any sense, you know. Why reason he stay RDA number four, he come in the two loss, I stay number eight, I see in the rankings right now, I come in the same victory in a row, you know, I beat two times the number eight in the world by knockout, you know. Why? It's not make any sense, you know.
Yeah, so aside from Woodley, is there anyone else kind of in that top five that you would want to fight?
Tyrone Woodley and anybody, you know, anybody.
But in the top five, right?
Yeah, in the top five, you know, I deserve that. Anybody is in the top five, I beat him, I go to my title.
And lastly, do you think Kevin Lee beats Rafael Dos Anjos?
When move the division, is you know, it's different. You need to see, it's 155 to 170 is big different, you know. Some people think it's same, but it's, I don't know about that. I think Kevin Lee have a chance, you know, have a chance to beat RDA, but I don't have Kevin Lee have a chance, the tough fighter in 170, you know, the high level.
And because other guys that did move up, like Michael Chiesa moved up to 170, beat Condit, so Sometimes they find success, sometimes, you know, it's harder.
Yeah, this sport is not a mathematic, you know. Yeah. It's a really crazy sport, and depends about the himself, how is the good weight, if good, if he's strong, you know. I think he have a big chance to beat RDA for the match. You know, about the match, I think he have a big chance to beat Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee beat RDA. But I don't see a Kevin Lee for a next champion in 170, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a prospector to take the belt. But yes, I think have a chance to beat RDA for sure.
But what would you like to tell all your fans who can't wait to see you back in the octagon?
I am ready. I stay training very hard every day. I put my 100% every day, and I'm waiting for my opportunity. I deserve a great fight, a good fight, a top five guy for I beat. Yeah, I go to the title, you know. I know I am ready for the next champion in the world. I know I am ready for Finnish Kamaru Usman. We have this fight last year. I accepted this fight last year in Chile, main event. I have an injury. I can outside this fight, you know, but this happens. I'm waiting for this opportunity, you know. This is my goal, you know, take the title shot in 2019.
That was Helen speaking with Vasily Lomachenko, followed by Santiago Ponzinibbio. Wrapping things up here on Eyes on the Game, we do have time for one more interview, so let's hear what Greg Hardy had to say to Helen as they sat down during American Top Team Media Day.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here in Coconut Creek, Florida, at American Top Team, being joined by UFC heavyweight Mr. Greg Hardy. Now, you are fighting Dimitri on April 27th, kind of, you know, like your second debut, as you could say. How do you feel about that?
Really excited. You know, it's my second opportunity to get in there, show what I got. So just really thrilled.
Yeah, now, were you kind of expecting this opportunity to come so soon?
You know, I really wasn't looking for a time or a date, and it just happened. You know, I'm trying to take after my teammates here and just stay ready, and it kind of just happened for me.
Yeah, now your fight against Allen, what did you learn from that?
You know, honestly, the biggest thing I took out of it was, you know, I am a rookie. You know, there are things to learn. You got to get better, and whatever you work on shows in the octagon. So,
what was kind of going through your mind?
When what happened?
Against Allen, when, you know, you threw the knee.
Honestly, I was just trying to get to the finish. You know, made a rookie mistake. Got to be more clear in your decisions and fully understand what you're doing. So that's, like I said, it was a rookie move, and just got to kind of learn and roll with the punches when you're in my position.
Yeah. Now, what did your coach tell you after? Was he mad or?
No, you know, I don't think that's the style that we have here at ATT. You know, they were understanding. And we just immediately started talking about how to make corrections and what we need to get done to remedy the situation.
Now, I do know that was the first time in your amateur and pro MMA career that you've gone past the first round. All your fights typically end very quickly. So I have to ask, how did it feel, you know, kind of going into a second round?
It was new. You know, I was excited for it. I was ready for it. I would have fought three rounds if I needed to, but it did catch me by surprise. You know, just to be honest, it's something you really can't experience until you actually experience it. So.
And what about an opponent like Dimitri? How do you think that you guys match up?
You know, I think it's a good matchup. Me versus anybody right now is a great matchup. You know, I'm grateful for every chance I get and every opportunity I get to get in there. But, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for me to go out and just showcase what I've learned and take that next step, one step at a time.
Like I just mentioned to you off camera, I have covered you, you know, through the Contender Series. And I do know that you always say that, you know, about second chances, right? So does it still kind of bother you when people still kind of bring up the past?
No.
No.
It's not something we really are talking about these days.
Yeah.
I think the future is honestly what we're looking at. I'm doing something that has never honestly been done, you know.
Yeah.
I'm making my way. I'm making a new way for the world, and I think that's where the focus has been mostly lately.
Yeah. And what do you have to say, you know, to all your fans and everyone supporting you?
No comment. God bless you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you, April 27th.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That was Helen with Greg Hardy from the Media Day. Thank you so much for joining us today on Eyes on the Game. Helen will be back on Friday starting at 3 p.m. That is when the show is 3 to 4 right here on Sports 920 The Game. Remember, you can follow Helen at Helen Yee Sports and check out her YouTube as well and content on lvsportsnetwork.com. You could also stream the show there, as well as anything you need content-wise from right here from 920 The Game or our sister stations Fox Sports 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, and ESPN Las Vegas. Thanks to all our guests. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, once more, opening night, the Las Vegas Aviators tonight, first pitch 7.05 PM, and keep it locked right here at 6.50 for the pregame show with Russ Langer. Coming up next, Vegas Sports Girl. I'm Ari Platinum. Thank you so much, Vegas. Have a great day.